my hand to our Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. It will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Information-packed show for you. We're going to be talking about ecosystems.
ecosystem. All right. So what is an ecosystem? An ecosystem, we're going to change it. I mean, it has different meanings in different situations. It has ecosystem can be referred to as a biological situation, but we're talking about money. We're talking about economic systems and eco. Let's make eco short for economic system. And basically, it's a system of progress, a progressive system of things that you can do to take yourself from A to Z, to take yourself from zero financial hero. And one of the main factors is to connect, to work together. And that's what it's all about. All right, so we're going to begin first with giving you some updates on some things that we've been talking about, letting you know exactly what's happening. All right, I just got the word from Brother Willie Saunders. As you know, I'm his co-host every Wednesday, WPAT 9:30 a.m. on the CFC broadcast. CFC stands for the Christian Fellowship Council, of which Mr. Willie Saunders is the CEO. All right, and he does a lot of radio broadcasting. But the bottom line, he was the one that introduced me to this program called Clicksters. Back, if you're already in, just go to clicksters.com, all right, and you may have to try to remember the email address that you use, all right, and then you just want to, if you can remember your old password, that's great. If not, then just put forgot password. You'll probably be getting a new one anyway, but it is ready to go. But listen very carefully, it is still in beta. But everything else is ready. But now, what does that mean? That means that the corporation is still not paying, with the exception of their daily drawing. They have a drawing every day, and they give out at least $100. All right, that is still happening every single day. However, there is still monies that are coming from someone that's a part of Oasis, one of the principal investors. He is still distributing money if you will simply spread the word. All right. And we've changed it such that there's going to be the objective is to have a first and second level. What do I mean by that? Okay, you invite five friends. That's your first level. You personally invite them. Now remember, cost nothing, all right, there's no cost at all. You just share the app with them, they join, all right. Now, you want to encourage and motivate them to keep the ball rolling, because when you have a second level, your five friends have each put in five friends, that's when you will get more, which will be at least $100. All right, at least $100 for that second level. All right, now the objective is, we're going to show you, that's what I'm calling phase one. Now, let me just be honest, these are some original ideas. It was my idea to change it up. The gentleman who was giving out the money had a different idea, and I said, no, I think this is a better idea. And he agreed with me, so that's the formula. You get, will get rewarded for the first level, and you will get a greater reward for the second level when your five have brought in five, and it doesn't stop there. Because we're going to show you how to take that reward. Now, you'll probably have to put a little skin in the game at this point, but you want to take that reward plus a little skin in the game, which will be no more than $50. And we'll show you how to double it. All right. And it won't be based upon bringing in people per se. Because think about it. The people that you need are actually already in place. This is a constant theme of mine that many people are simply not getting, that network marketing creates a situation, network marketing, telefriend marketing, referral marketing, MLM marketing, whatever you want to call it, it creates a situation where you can establish multiple streams of income, all right? And the real deal is if you are involved in social networking platforms such as Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, you are already in position to be paid. You already are in position to be paid because you have some friends, you have a network of friends who have a network of friends who have a network of friends, okay, ad nauseum, which means it just keeps going and going and going, okay, to infinity. All right, maybe, maybe not, but it just keeps going. The bottom line is two levels will do the trick in terms of, say, if you wanted to go into a gifting program. Two levels will do it, and they will already be in place. All right, because we're talking about five. Many of you have heard me many times use that signal of if you have five people who keep duplicating the process of staying with five people in nine levels deep, we're going to have 1,953,125 persons in your downline, which, as you know, I prefer the word infrastructure. So you're going to have a large number of people in your infrastructure. And think about it. What if on that ninth level you were getting maybe just as little as 10 cents per person? Do the math. Take 1,953,125 times 0.1, which would be represents 10%. That means you're making $195,000, okay, in 1 month. All right. Now, the real deal is, so what if it was just instead of 195,000, so what if it was just 19,000? All right, maybe that's an exaggeration. Let's say, what if it was just 1,900? That is a lot of money. All right, so, and what can happen is progressive, this is what we're going to be talking about, ecosystems, okay, that are progressive in nature. You start small. And here's the deal. I've been working on systems and ideas which you could start with absolutely nothing and grow. All right. For example, Clicksters is one. There's another one that's a new kid on the block called Tapestry. Another one. Okay. In Tapestry, you literally have to do almost nothing. All right. Tapestry. We're going to be talking about this as part of the ecosystem. Okay, in other words, the bottom line is you really can go from zero to a financial hero. All the crazy opportunities that you have these days. And here's the deal. It's about marketing. And I am working with some marketing geniuses, all right, some of which have audiences already. So it's just a matter of the audiences getting the information. I have two of those persons already on the line. All right, I'm not opening up their mic, but I have already on the line Brother Stuart Fields, Anointed Hands, and Brother Harris Walker of the Hand in Hand Foundation. We are working together, and we're going to be talking about ecosystem. So I was giving you an update on Clicksters. Clicksters is ready to go in terms of the holdup was the invitational link. But this is, I'm not trying to be a poet, but they got the kink out of the link, all right? The kinks that they had in terms of issuing a new invitational link have all been straightened out. and they are ready to go. Although, listen carefully, they're still in beta, but there's still money available from Mr. John Marks, who is a direct upline to Mr. Willie Sanders, all right, who I'm directly in his downline, all right. So that's the update on Clickster. Now, let me give you an update on Tron Case. All right. Now, here's the real deal. It's a matter of risk versus reward. If the reward is great, you might take the risk, okay? Because here's the deal, and it seems as if these interest-bearing crypto accounts are very risky, all right? Because I've been involved in three of them, and there have been situations, I'll use that word, with all three. Although this last one, Tron Case, it appears as if the situation was just a fluke. It was not an exit scam. It was not a rug pull. And see, the real deal, people, is that this sort of thing can be proven. Why? Because when you deal with crypto, you have the blockchain and everything is recorded. In other words, you could track and see who made withdrawals. You won't see their name, but you'll see their numbers. So this is what happened in Tron's case. I don't know whether it was just a coincidence, an accident, or whatever, but at any rate, some large withdrawals came out. Now, who knows? Some persons who are very wealthy could have decided, look, this is our clan. This is our game. We're going to jump in on all these high-interest things and stay in just long enough to, you know, whatever it is, triple our money, double our money. But then we are pulling out. Now, what happened was that it was really over maybe over at least a week. But all of a sudden, one particular weekend, it seemed as if the balance started to diminish very rapidly. All right, and it was like a panic took place, and everybody started withdrawing. And I got to call Greg, withdraw your money. And thank God I got to call in time, because 2 hours later, the balance was zero. But as I said, upon checking things that you can check, they have a site called Tron Scan, and you can check everything. It was not a rug pull. It was not a scam. It was a fluke that some person or persons withdrew, and it was a large withdrawal, and then people see. You can watch the money. You can see exactly how much money is on deposit. You can see almost everything. There is currency in crypto opportunities. So people began to panic and withdraw their monies. And the next thing you know, the account balance was down to zero. He said, fortunately, I got the call in time. But the real deal is people had confidence in Clicksters in Tron Case, because it appeared to be a very solid program. It was one of the first of its kind, especially in the cryptocurrency of Tron, and it lasted the longest, which was not really that long. It was 7 months, but it had it was like definitely in the forefront. So at any rate, Clicksters decided that they I keep saying Clicksters. I'm sorry, Tron Case decided that they would come out with a new program, which they called Tron Case Point 2. Tron Case Pro, and many people decided we're going to give them a second chance. They were doing so well, and now the new program is doing well. A lot of times people just abandon, say, I don't want nothing to do with no Tron Case, because now the real deal is be very careful. There's a lot of Tron whatever. There's Tron Stake. There's Tron Live. There's Tron Move. You know, all these programs, and some of them are offering ridiculously high interest rates, which are not sustainable, which means it will not last. Now, if you've got a lot of money and you're a gambler, go for it. If that's what you want to do, knowing that there could be a rug pull, there could be an exit scam at any point. Because I know of one deal, which was called Mine Rift, it did not last 3 months because they came out with interest rates that were just not sustainable. For example, it started at 5% and it went all the way up to 11%. In other words, if you put in $1,000, you got 11% a day. Okay, that's a lot of money. Literally, in 10 days, your money is, you're getting back your principal. In 20 days, your money is doubling, but it was not sustainable. That program did not last for 3 months. And that was one when I said, no, this is just too high. I'm going to pass this up. So at any rate, we're going to be talking about, that's our updates. Tron case, if you're interested, it is still available. Remember that with Tron case, you have to have a wallet to join. Although persons in my group are making it convenient by you not having to have the wallet immediately. You will eventually have to have, it's really two wallets. You need a wallet to store and you need a wallet to buy and sell. Now, some exchanges give you all-in-one, but buyer beware of the all-in-one platforms because what happens is fees. You've got to know which platforms have the lower fees because the fees can vary 10 to 1. If you go on the wrong platform, you will pay far more in fees than what you should. So you got to know. But so at any rate, I'll just tell you the two sites. If you have an Android phone and you just happen to be interested in Tron case, as I said, the deal now is 200% interest. And I think the amount per day starts at a half of a percent and goes up to at least 1%. I have to double check on that, but I know it's at least 1. It might be higher. That's what they call the holding bonus. So that is considerably less than the old contract, okay, where you could triple your money, okay, and the interest rate had gone up to 2.5%. So literally you could triple your money in 120 days. But now you can double your money, all right, and let's see, it would take, let's see, at 1%, it would take 200 days, okay, and you can figure out how many months, that's more than 6 months. But so, you know, they're playing it safe, but a lot of people are going back into Tron Case Pro because they like the system, and it was working very, very well. But, okay, that's so much for our updates. We're going to be having a conversation concerning ecosystem. And as I said, I'm working together with several persons, two of which are on the phone right now, and definitely I have a very strong union with Brother Stuart Fields, Anointed Hand, because him and I are doing a show together on every Thursday on Facebook Live, and you can see the replays by just putting Reap More Report in the search bar on Facebook, and you can watch the replays. If you want to watch it live, it comes on every Thursday at 6 o'clock. All right, so we're preparing for episode number 3, and him and I are brainstorming on developing this ecosystem, this system of where you can go from, it's not only just progressing, but it's where the system has safeguards, where it's, if something goes wrong, there are other resources in which to fill in the gaps. So it's literally a system that is literally fail-proof, unless something crazy happens, like somebody drops an atomic bomb on the country, God forbid, you know. When you invest, you know, and it's not all about necessarily investing. We're talking about business opportunities, credit repair. We're going to discuss the whole thing with you, but here is the ecosystem in a nutshell. And as I said, it's going to be designed where you can get in where you fit in, and if you are severely financially challenged, meaning you have no money, you can still get in, because there are at least two programs that you don't need any money. All you have to do is spread the word. And one program will pay you some money for the activity of watching some video. That's the Clixtons. The other one, you literally have to do nothing. All right, I'm going to explain that in a minute. But let me see. Let me just since we have these two heavy hitters on the line, let me just open up this mic briefly. Have a few words from my friend and brother in the field, aka Anointed. Brother Fields, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Brother Gregory Hall, and good morning to all, good afternoon to all the listeners out here in the cyber world. It is a pleasure to be here with my brother. I call him my elder, y'all, so if you hear me call him elder, I call him my elder because he's older and he has wisdom. But yes, like he has said, we have tag teamed together on Anointed Hands every Thursday at 6 p.m., Anointed Hand is A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, Hands, H-A-N-D-S, all together on Facebook. If you search for the page, you will see it. Like I say, you type in Read More, and you can watch the playback. Or you can type in Read More, and you can schedule to watch the live stream by hitting that you're going to attend. And then it'll give you a alert when we go live. But it's a great thing collaborating. We're working on some great things. Mr. Gregory Hall, all day long, his mind is turning, y'all. His mind is turning on ways to come up with great ideas. And I think together with his mind turning and the way I know how to deal with this digital real estate and deal with Facebook and the social media platforms, that we have something great in store for y'all. So you want to make sure y'all jump on board early. I was always told by my father, the early bird catches the worm. So if we have something coming out, you want to be an early investor or someone to get in this thing early, because we have some great ideas and I see great potential up ahead for the family. That's it, brother. I can go a little further, but I just wanted to just say that. And if you want me to, I can go elaborate a little bit further. It's all up on you.
All right. I want to add that phrase about the early bird catches the worm. I like to say the early bird catches the fatter worm. All right. Not only catches the worm, but it's going to be a little fatter than the late worms. All right. So let me see. We're going to come back to you. I just want to have a few words from, let's see, it looks like Mr. Harris Walker on this 916-895. Is that you, brother?
Yes, it is. How's everybody doing today? I made it.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Yes, this is Mr. Walker, Harris Walker of the Hand and Hand Foundation. And him and I are working together, you know. And just as a reminder, just in case this is your first time listening, if you do any online shopping, please go to the HHF Mall, but you can reach it directly through Google, or you can reach it by putting handandhandfoundation.org in your browser, and then it will take you to the site, and you will click HHF Mall and do your online shopping. It is the exact same prices, procedure. Nothing is different from as if you had went directly to Amazon. And as I like to throw in, you might, in certain cases, actually be paying less because of coupons and things that Mr. Walker has access to. Now, we're going to have this is going to be like a little round table discussion. We are talking about an ecosystem, all right? And as I said, the ecosystem will be such that if, in fact, something goes wrong in one area, that there will be resources from another area to, you know, take care of that, as well as the ecosystem will be such that you can get in where you fit in, which means if you are financially challenged and you have no money, that's all right. We have at least two projects that you can get involved in that require absolutely no money. Okay, let me mention those first. They are the Clicksters program, which, as I said, is back. Clicksters is back. All the kinks have been straightened out, and now they're ready to roll. Okay, that's the Clicksters program. It is absolutely free. Okay, and what you want to do is build a team, and you can do that very easily because it's free. As I said, some people, the light has not gone off in their head when they realize that, wait a minute, I'm on a social networking platform. I have some friends who have some friends who have some friends. Wait a minute. You are in position already, and I am coming out with a website that I'm calling Positioning for Prosperity, and it will be out in the middle of, I had hoped it was going to be out sooner, but I got the date. The date is going to be approximately 1 month from now, which will be about August 17th. I will be launching and releasing that app called Positioning for Prosperity. Okay, but Clicksters is one, and there's a new kid on the block, a program called Tapestry, which I just learned about. Now, let me tell you just a little bit about Tapestry. Tapestry is a thing where you literally have to do nothing but whatever you normally do. And Tapestry basically wants to see where you shop at, where you dine at, but it's not like you have to fill out any forms. It's basically you just, here's the real deal. They are kind of tracking you. And you say, oh, my God, people, they're tracking you already. You are already being tracked. Google and Facebook, they know your every move, whether you know it or not. When you click the breach of the terms, you gave them the right to listen to your phone, to read every email, whether you know it or not. So this particular Tapestry thing, it says, okay, you know, through GPS and whatnot, it knows that you went shopping here, that you ate at a restaurant there, and it then forwards that information to certain advertisers, which will advertise, oh, okay, we need to advertise this particular restaurant or this particular place because this is where the people are going, all right? And so that's how Tapestry works. You literally don't have to do anything. Just do what you do, and they will pay you. And I have to get more information. Tapestry is not live yet. It will be live very shortly. The real deal is they are waiting on, you know, how you have the Google Play Store for Android phones and then the Apple Store for iPhones. They're actually waiting on the Apple Store for the iPhones to give them the go-ahead signal. Okay, the Google Play Store for Android have already said yes. Okay, you can go ahead. We're ready to download the app, but the iPhone system has not given them that go-ahead. So that those are two. But the interesting thing is that you need no money. It's absolutely free, and they are both potentially lucrative. And from what I'm doing my homework and research now, it appears that Tapestry, the way that it is set up, is even more lucrative. So then you have programs for, that's for the severely financially challenged. All right, now, so you're not so severely financially challenged. You got a few dollars. There are so many, many, many programs. I'm going to mention a few, some of which you may have heard of, some of which you probably not have heard of. For example, there is a new kid on the block called iHub. Okay, iHub. What is iHub all about? iHub is, you know how you have a mobile hotspot, and you know you have to pay for the mobile hotspots. And, of course, these mobile hotspots are getting their signals from these towers that they put up that install 5G and 4G and all that kind of thing. Here's the idea. Someone came up with this idea where you could put these, like, almost like a mini tower in your home, all right, as a way of offering this hotspot power to persons who need it, all right, which is very convenient because that means you can access the Internet from any place you go. You don't have to be at home and have what's some of them, Optimum Online and Comcast. You don't have to have those because I'm in a situation now where I have nothing but mobile hotspot on my phone, all right? But they're coming out with systems where you can put these devices in your home, and not only can you get paid for people, you know, using the services of the mobile hotspot, but it also produces a crypto currency called, I think it's HNM, whatever it is, okay, called Helium, all right, but this is worth money, all right. It's a little device that you just put in the window of your home or whatever, and it does that dual effect, creating money for you by way of persons who need a hotspot and get it through you, as well as producing this cryptocurrency called Helium. Okay, I forget the exact letters. Let me see. Let me just check. I know this person doesn't like me to really call on them, but I want to get to see if she knows those letters. Let me see. I'm going to. Okay, I've just opened your mic. What are the letters of the type of, coin or whatever that this device produces? I'm speaking to Brenda Fogel. Brenda, can you tell me that?
HNT.
HNT, all right. And I could not think of it, but it's HNT, which is basically it's money. It has value to it, and this device produces that. So that's one of the new kids on the block, okay, and that program is called iHub. And then you have in the crypto space, you've got something called Johnny Blockchain, all right, which is the bottom line is I have established a rule that I am not recommending anything in crypto unless the company has stood the test, all right, and this company passes that test. They stood the test of time. I'm going to be telling you more about that later on. Okay, we're not, but basically because we're talking about this ecosystem. Okay, talking about the ecosystem. And so that's like for persons who have a few dollars. There's those two. There's so many more. There's a company called Nature's Frequency. What is that all about? Nature's Frequency is about pain patches. You've got a pain in your leg, put a patch on it. You've got a pain in your stomach, you put a patch on it. All right. Nature's Frequency, that's another one. All right. There are so many. There's one called a very, very good health and wellness company called Juice Plus. All right. And that one is a little more expensive, but the opportunity to, in terms of how much money you can make is really outstanding. It is very lucrative. It is called Juice Plus, and basically it's about capsules, some of which I am taking as we speak, which will supply you the necessary fruits and vegetables that we do not get enough of. All right, but the ecosystem, here's the idea behind the ecosystem. Okay. The ecosystem might, as I said, you can start with little or nothing, and you want to progress. The ecosystem will culminate at you actually starting a corporation. Okay, with let's say 5 to 10 friends, you start a corporation, and because you have learned how to dot every I and cross every T, you have opened up the window for funding and or business credit. The business credit is almost inevitable that that's going to happen. The funding is, in other words, there's a massive number of funding opportunities, you know, with varying interest rates, and of course, there are government grants. But the idea is, let's say you get a loan, you got a business going, you form this corporation, and you get a loan for $50,000. Now, even if the $50,000 has to be paid back, the real deal is that there are interest opportunities via the crypto and other things, such as certain tech stocks and whatnot, in which you could pay off the interest in record time. All right, in some cases, let's say even if your interest rate was 30%, there are opportunities that I know about as we speak, and you could pay that off in 1 month. So now you have all this money left over. You paid off the interest. Now you have all this money to work with. You have started a corporation. You might decide, I'm going to hire some youth to keep the streets clean or to help me out in my internet project or whatever, just to, you know, to keep them, give them some lucrative and positive alternative as opposed to using and or selling drugs. So that's the and I'm not exaggerating, because I can mention two firms of which I am already associated with that specialize in this business credit and funding and all that sort of thing. The names of the two firms are Kirkland Financial Group. Okay, check it out on the internet. KirklandFinancialGroup.com, KIRKLAND, Kirkland Financial, FINANCIAL, Group, GROUP, okay? Okay, the other one, both of these persons have been a guest on this show. The other one is Braxton Global, Inc.com, okay? Braxton, BRAXTON Global, GLOBAL, Inc.com. Both of them specialize in those sort of services which show businesses how to dot the I's, cross the T's, get the business credit. Many of you do not know that business credit is at least 10-1 in terms of how much credit you can get as opposed to personal credit. But your personal credit will, you know, might cover all the necessary business expenses that you would need, because you might be working with Brother Stewart and myself as we help you in a program that we're both a part of called My ECA. We're going to be talking about that, you know, and other products, but that is a company where you could, you know, not only repair your personal credit, get that in tip-top shape, but make some money as you share it with other persons. All right, so that is the ecosystem. Now, perhaps some of the callers on the line might have some comments or ideas in terms of how we could enhance, improve, or even take the ecosystem to other levels. All right, because I'm at a loss for words. Do you realize that with the current interest rates that you have in the crypto world, let's say, for example, you've got a mortgage. You might have a typical 15 to 30 year mortgage. Things are happening now where you might be able to easily reduce not only the time, but the payment of the mortgage to cut 15 to 30 years into 5 to 10 years. All right. So you're saving some time and a whole lot of money. So that's the idea of the ecosystem. And as I said, you can get in where you fit in. If you're severely financially challenged, then you might start out with something like Clicksters and the Tapestry program. Okay, if you've got $3, then you might start out with Juice Plus or iHub or MyEcon. Or, I mean, there are just so many great programs out there. And the technology of our day makes it such that building the infrastructure is a very easy task. Remember, I've been substituting your infrastructure for download. Okay, it's a very, very easy task, because the real deal is you are already in place. Please let that light go off. You're already in place if you are engaged in almost any social networking platform. You have friends who have friends who have friends. Do you need a lot? No. You could start with as little as 2. But I like the number 5, and 5 is an ideal number, and it's not a lot. Okay, but 5. Most people on Facebook have 150 friends. So we're talking about you need 5. You share it with 5 friends. That sharing should not be that difficult. Why? Because, as I said, some of these programs are absolutely free. Doesn't cost you anything. You just have to spread the word. So you're on Facebook. You're sharing videos. You're sharing jokes. You're sharing recipes. Share a link. Okay, share a link and then position yourself, which is why I'm calling my project Positioning for Prosperity. Position yourself to go to the next level. All right, I'm going to open up some mics, and maybe somebody has some comments, ideas, questions, statements about what I have shared so far. Let me see. I'm going to start with my brother, since him and I are definitely on the same page and we're working together. Brother Stuart Fields, once again, your mic is open.
Hey, great information, brother. I was looking into that Helium Explorer, HNT. And let me tell the family, this is something that we really need to take serious. It's taking hold in America, and it's good. And I'm seeing that I'm looking at the hot spots in North Carolina where I stay at, and I'm seeing that it's already being used. This is something that has just blew my mind, so I'm glad I heard about this.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. But
I was ready to start dancing.
But this HNT is something, the Helium Explorer is something that I'm going to look into, and I think this can be a real good game changer as far as the internet and having data on your phone. Also, the position to win. We are all in position to win, family. The platform and the idea that Brother Hall is introducing is something that I can see us building up on. So I'm going to let him get the start, but I got some ideas with it, how we can turn this thing into something way bigger. You know, in marketing,
right,
they have something called tunnel vision. Right, wherein you get people in, right, and you keep upgrading the offers. I might have said wrong. It may not be tunnel vision. It's something with tunnel, right? But I can see how you can use this to introduce a lot of different things to the family as far as getting in positions so we can use each other to build a network. A financial freedom network where we are all working together like one chain to get a common outcome, right? The brother was speaking about MyEcon, something else that we can all use, MyEcon, to fix credit, get our credit fixed. You know, I actually offer a credit restoration class to teach folks how to fix their credit. Because in America, you know, they say if credit is king, what they said, if cash is king, then credit has to be the queen. And if you know anything about chess, the queen is one of the most dominant pieces on the board as far as attacking. So, you know, we want to be able to use all the tools that we have, collaborate with each other, and grow this network out, kind of like the same way HNT is, where they got different people in the house and they have that transmitter so you can get on network without having the traditional way. Well, this is the same type of network we're trying to set up with everybody connecting with each other through downlines. So now we have a connection that's with a lot of different people all around. And with that connection, we can radiate energy, or we can radiate business opportunities, or we can radiate cash flow or ways to make income and to get products and goods and service to our people together. And we can do this very simple and very easy. It's just a matter of us, let's get in the ball roll. So let's get in the ball started. And I think this app is going to be a great starting point so we can move into some great opportunities. You know, with one thing with marketing, they tell you about is emails. A lot of times you just need an email of the person. And, you know, with a lot of these online businesses, that's what you do. You get their email. So once you have a person email, you can constantly email them new ideas and constantly keep them in the loop with what you have going on. But even with this, I've come up with another strategy that's better than emailing. And maybe we'll talk about that another day, but it's better than sending emails out. I came up with a strategy that's a little more personal, a little more up close and personal, and I think that works a lot better sometimes than emails. But, that's all I had to say, brother.
All right. Well, let me just add this, that no one has a monopoly on ideas. They are floating in the air. And I might have the next great idea. You might have the next great idea. But the idea is that we work together to help each other. Now, I don't know. Brother Stewart didn't go into discussion of, you know, what might be better than emails. But I know enough about communications that I know that SMS messages, text messages, especially to your warm market, will definitely get a much larger open rate than just sending out a mass of emails to a cold market. Now, this is where we got to put the dots together. So everyone has their warm market. Okay, some people's warm market is larger than others, but the strategy certainly would include answering this question: how do I increase my warm market? And one of the ways that you increase your warm market is simply by giving, by sharing. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem. I meet somebody. I heard a young man on the radio, and now somebody has. I'm hearing a lot of squeaky-like sounds in the background. All right, I don't want to have to put everyone on mute, but if you, whoever is responsible, okay, it stops. All right, I was saying that you want to increase that warm market, and one of the ways is simply by giving, by sharing. And it's almost a strategic move because you give, you share, that person is certainly much more open to reciprocating in terms of they got to buy something, maybe you're selling it, they'll buy it from you as opposed to someone else who was not as generous. As I said, I meet people all the time, and when I do, if they are selling a product or service, many times I will patronize them even if I don't need the item, just to establish a good relationship. So they have they're selling some mugs, which are expensive and cost $25, and I know I could get the mug from the 99-cent store, but I said, look, here's my $25, send me my mug. You know what I'm saying? All right. I met a young man who was in ministry. He had a youth ministry going, and I said to him, look, how can I contribute to your ministry? Right? And I just met him, you know, and so as a result of I sent him a donation via Cash App, and so that line of communication is now wide open because he appreciated. I didn't try to sell him anything, you know what I'm saying? I just said, look, I did let him know, you know, what I was doing in terms of my shows and what have you, but I didn't say, well, brother, I want you to join such and such, or this is a great opportunity, or you need to join Clicksters. No, here is my donation. You know, hopefully it will help you in your ministry. Hopefully, here's my the mug that I'm buying. Here's whatever, you know, because it comes back. It's like, that's why I named the show Let's Get Together and Reap More, because you reap what you sow. If you don't sow anything, how are you going to reap? You know what I'm saying? So the more you sow, the more you reap. Okay, let me see. So much for that little whatever you want to call it. Let me see. Perhaps Mr. Harris might have some. Oh, I didn't mean to. Okay. Perhaps you might have some ideas, comments, statements, because I know you're about growth and you're about definitely about working together.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way to win. I mean, name somebody successful who did it by themselves. You know, you can't. There's no way. So. That's what I'm looking at. But you know, yeah, I love the investment opportunities. You know, I wanted to expound on the Clicksters. I'm a part of Clicksters too, so I definitely want to get back in on that. And the Tron Case IO, I went and re-registered in for the Tron Case Pro. You know, because that's one way they're going to give our initial money back, so you know, they do that. There's no harm, no foul. We do it again. Let's keep on going. So, but the thing is, I can understand, you know, how people would feel about that. But in new tech, there's always a hiccup. The thing is to be able to recover from that hiccup, and they seem to have took the hiccup in stride, had a plan, a backup plan, and boom, and now they're back at work. So. Yeah, so I just to let you know, Greg. I just finished that while we were on the radio, joining back up to the Tron Case Pro.
Yeah,
the handling.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to say one thing. You know, one thing I told Greg when we were talking, Mr. Hall, we had talked about once before is about saving money. See, when you save money, that's 100%. So the best way of success I've found is to have a good savings plan with a good money-making plan and also a good tax plan. So Hand in Hand Foundation, we looked at, well, we can help you make some money. We can also help you save some money, but it's going to be up to you. HHF Mall is designed to help people save money by saving you time, letting you be able to order whatever you want, have it delivered to your home. A lot of our stores have free shipping. Some of them have a minimum amount of sales. But, you know, some people have even asked me, well, why don't you do something like a 1% give back? I'm like, okay, you're going to wait for 1% instead of saving 10, 20, 15, 30, 40, 50, 60%. Now, right now. You get your savings right now. That's the whole idea. So, and then you have access to the full inventory. Okay, we can walk into a super Walmart, and I can tell you right now, that's not one-tenth of the things Walmart sells. For instance, you can't go into your super Walmart and, let's say, pick up a $9,000 trumpet. You can't go in your Walmart and pick up a $10,000, it was a model we were looking at, a drone. It was like $9,000 something. It was like, wow, you know. So we have the full inventory, and HHF Mall, basically, we have it all. just about anything you want. You want, we have food, we have health, we have medical, we have attorneys, we have our lawyers, we have business help, home and garden. Actually, while we're talking, I'm on the mall right now because we have new stores that just came in. We got about 4 new stores on AdNet. But, you know, clothing, fashion, health, collectibles. Come on, I even got baseball cards. Really. So the thing is, you know, we have everything. So remember, when you shop HHF Mall. Now, why should you do that? Well, first thing, it helps the company to give back. Besides you saving and having everything in one place, over 270 stores in one place. But this is how we can fund the changes that we need in America. Just with the amount of money people spend shopping, if we can capture 5% of the internet dollar, 5%, and just put that back into food, shelter, jobs, job creation, clean air technology, green tech that saves people money and creates new jobs, you know, we can solve the problem. I said we could solve America's problem with $12 a month per person. That's a little bit too hard for some people. So why not let's do it this way? You got to shop anyway. Just remember, shop HHF Mall. If we don't have the store you want, tell me about it. Send me an email. I'll go to work to try to get that brand, to get that store in the mall. Because trust me, this benefits the stores too. Everybody wins in this program. You save money, you save time, you save effort, gas, wear and tear, crowds, all that, babysitters, whatever you may need to have to go through to go shopping. And at the same time, you're helping to keep people employed. Because even though you're shopping online, if you shop for pickup in the store or you shop for delivery, this is people doing these jobs. So even though the paradigm shift is going to take jobs, we need to work and with companies that are trying to hold on to as many people as possible. Because our future is automation is going to take your job away from you. How are you going to eat? It's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to send my robot to work. That ain't going to work. So how are you going to live? So we have to start working today for tomorrow. We've got to start earning multiple sums of income, mainly to be in a world, to create a world that can operate without this income. Because if we don't have money, everything stops. If the middle class and the bottom don't have money, everything stops.
All right. Well, we thank you for those pointers. We want to keep the conversation rolling. I'm going to be repeating myself on certain things because it's so important that you get this. We're talking about getting in position. Position for what? Position to experience substantial financial increase. All right. I choose my words very carefully as opposed to getting rich, getting wealthy. That means different things to different people. But we're talking about substantial financial increase, meaning you have substantially more than what you started out with. We're talking about something which is for everyone. If you are severely financially challenged, as I like to put it, meaning you're broke, okay, no problem. All right, we got some programs for that. We mentioned two, the Clicksters program and this new program that I'm going to be telling you more about, Tapestry, okay? And then, see, you can make a few dollars and then go up the ladder to the more expensive plan, because now you do have some money. You started out with nothing. But another thing is dealing with people who are not selfish, who are not greedy, who are willing to share back. And that share back could be in such a way where it's strategic. In other words, you realize, wait a minute, I didn't help so-and-so and help so-and-so and so, but it's created a situation where, wow, more is coming back to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's very strategic. You are forming alliances. You are helping you know, you're helping some family that put some food on the table. You're helping some college student to pay the tuition. You're helping some young person to have to be able to make some money, you know, legitimately and more than just flipping burgers, you know what I'm saying, so they don't get tempted to sell drugs or and or use drugs, you know what I'm saying. So it's a system. It's a progressive system where ultimately we can form corporations. And I'm not, you know, I'm not like giving you some fluff and some hype. This can really happen. You know what I'm saying? Where you it could be, the corporation could be 5 to 10 people. Now you decide what you're going to do, what product you're going to sell, what, you know, what service you're going to offer. But you could actually make money just by reinvesting the money that you could get through your corporate credit or your corporate loan or grant that you might get either from the government or private agencies, because that's the nature of the economy of our day, where, you know, there are so many ways of, you know, investing in crypto. As I said, I'm very leery about, you know, some of the these companies that are offering the interest-bearing ones, because I've had 3 negative experiences. But there are some which will pay less, but certainly they have stood the test of time, and they will stand the test of time, such as an opportunity called Hyperfund, such as a new opportunity that I just mentioned called Johnny Blockchain, all right? I'll be telling you more about these. These, both of them have stood the test of time. They are not going to cave. They're not going to be go out of business, you know what I'm saying, because they're backed by millions and in some cases billions of dollars. So they have stood the test of time. But let's keep it real. They're not as, how do you say, attractive as some of these deals where they say, okay, we're going to pay you 5% a day. Yeah, all right. How long is it going to last? You know what I'm saying? Because you might be lucky enough to say, look, I'm doing well. I'm going to dump $100,000 into this 5% a day. And then you double your money, you triple your money, you pull out. But suppose the company goes under. Suppose the company goes under before you've had a chance to even half your money, you know, to even get back a tenth of your initial principal. So that's the, you know, that's a chance that you take, and you'd be better off not going for that. Let's keep it real. It's, you know, it's just too risky. And I already know, and thank God I've avoided. I was tempted. I heard about a deal, as I said, that called Mind Rift, starting out with 5% all the way up to 11%. And I said, no, Greg, pass that by. It is not sustainable, which means it's not going to last. All right, it did not last even 3 months. A friend of mine, you know, well, I better not. I don't want to talk about a friend of mine. I just realized I don't want to expose other people's business. But at any rate, let me see. We're talking about ecosystems, a system of progressive development, a system because you have multiple streams of income. Do all of those streams have to be profitable? Not necessarily, you know, I mean, unless you're a greedy person and you want, I want to make money from everything. No, some of them could be what's called loss leaders. So you might lose on that particular stream, but you're making up for it on other streams. They call it back end and front end. You might lose on the front end, but you gain on the back end. All right. The insurance companies actually lose on the front end, because they will pay an agent, they will pay an agent a draw, even if he sold nothing. He might come in with a draw. In other words, he's getting paid for future sales that he has not made. The insurance company will annualize the commission, so the customer pays for 1 month. The insurance company pays you for the whole year. So they might be losing on the front end, but they're definitely gaining on the back end. Why? Because they know that the typical policy is going to be on the books from 7 to 17 years. All right. because the second year, you be lucky if you get maybe 3 to 5% commission on the renewal, which means the insurance company is getting all the money back that they paid you on the front end. They're getting it on the back end because they know that the typical policy will be on the books for a number of years. So that's all about, you know, cash flow. Of course, they've got enough cash in their coffers to do that. Let me see. I want to open up the mic here of my friend and brother, King Melvin Brown, because I know he knows what I'm talking about in the financial services business. Am I right in terms of that the company definitely is making a lot of money on the back end?
Yes. How are you? Yes, you can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, just about everything you mentioned, I'm involved with, and definitely the last about the insurance mindset, you know, that's very, very true, and that's one of the oldest profitable businesses in this great country called the United States, and I just want to add, God bless this great country, the United States of America, even with its so-called problems. I'm just grateful that Universal Source blessed me to travel the world somewhat, and I'm happy to be in this free enterprise system of the United States of America, and I'm just grateful for all of the time and opportunity that you guys are putting together in this incredible program that you have a slot for everyone. I really appreciate the value of that and all of the sharp people that's I call it putting their superpowers together and joining together and making this, this is just the beginning of a great platform. So I'm just grateful to know that I have a philosophy I've called tuned minds. Minds that are tuned are working together, and that's powerful, magical, whatever you want to call it, universe. It's just wonderful to see that all of the greatness that's coming together and all of the great talents in this platform. So I'm grateful to know and working with such a wonderful platform. Basically, I always go back to my foundation. I've been in this country 68 young years, and I've seen a lot. And I only always refer to my life experience because I don't have that much experience with a lot of things, but I've been with myself for 68 years, and I always use myself as a laboratory and with on research and development. I always would ask myself, why aren't we where we need to be economically, psychologically, spiritually? And it always comes back down to Willie Lynch mindset. So they always say there's 8 wonders in the world. There's a 9 wonders in the world. So that kind of mindset really is an issue, whereas if we really don't deprogram that mindset, we'll keep be like echoes in the wind. You know, we'll be talking about the same things, trying to do the same things, and we just seem that we don't have a foothold to have the kind of spending power that our community has, and still we, in our father's house, as I call it, as children, because we don't feed and clothe and house ourselves. So I don't care what it says on our birth certificate. If you in your father's house and you eating up his food and he's feeding and clothing you, but yet you want the same privileges as your pops And, you know, the old saying, you know.
Will you please monitor that, please? I don't know who that's coming from.
So
I'm just
saying that we need to just be conscious of growing up, you know, and if you're in your father's house and he's always got to feed and clothe you and house you, I mean, it's like we got to grow up. This is why I'm loving this platform. This is mind-tuning people coming together, growing up, you know, and it's always about deprogramming. It's a real issue. Willie Lynch is really alive and well, 2021. So I'm grateful that Source, as I call it, we just need to be very conscious of deprogram before we can reprogram. Just like if you have a computer, I don't care how much you pay for the hardware or how skillful you are with the operation of it. If you got damaged software, you're going to get damaged results. So I'm just grateful to hear some mind-tuning brothers and sisters and people that's on really getting clear that we really have to grow up and take responsibility. And I just want to leave with this. We create our own reality. You know, when you really think about it, we showed our cousins, as I call them, white folks, you know, how to do slavery. They didn't know how to sell slavery. And Brother Willie Lynch was one of our own that showed our cousins how to make sure we can take the chains off of us. And in 2020, we don't need no chains. We just chained in a mindset. So if we take responsibility for our responsibility, we don't need to be blaming them, but we just need to change, get our minds ready, to set together and start creating, because we can be, do, and have anything we want. We just got to just deprogram and reprogram. So that's all I wanted to say. I want to thank you so much, Greg Hall, for, you know, connecting the dots, as you so eloquently put it. And I'm looking forward to us really growing together and being an example of mind-tuned people coming together. Great program.
King Melvin Brown, thank you so much for those statements, and you're absolutely right. And what I it's interesting because on my website, you know, I call it an app. It's not, you know, but at any rate, on the app that I'm developing, Positioning for Prosperity, I have a slide which says, "Has the light gone off yet?" You know, because one of the key factors, and I've said it, some people I will sound like a broken record, but you are already in position to experience substantial financial increase, especially if you are on any of the social networking platforms and you have more than 10 friends, let's say. We'll put it at 10. So maybe out of those 10, if you could find 5 who need some money, who want some money, who want to take things up to the next level. Now, maybe all 10 say, "Nah, I'm not interested." Fine. All right. But in the times that we live in, there are a lot of people that they really do have a need, you know what I'm saying, and they don't realize that they're already in position. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to take a little commercial break, all right, and then we'll have some our weekly announcements and whatnot from Dr. Ron Robinson, and we want to bring on, I believe we have this brother Billy Spearman on the line, because I want him to share with us briefly about this thing that we mentioned called iHub, because he's in it, and he was sharing with me, and I've been so busy, I'm beginning to realize and say, wow, this thing has awesome, awesome potential. So after this commercial and after Dr. Robinson, we're going to continue with opening up the mics, and we're talking about, you know, he's going to tell us a little bit about iHub, and we're going to continue our conversation in reference to developing an ecosystem.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Legal Shield is a blessing in disguise. You never know where you're going to need it. I had a situation with my youngest child, my daughter. She bought a car. Car turned out to be a lemon. They gave her another car. Turned out to be a lemon. She has a little child. Need to get to work. Got to get around. Had to buy another car. In terms of the process of buying the other car, the old car had a balance on the finances, and they said that they would submit that into the new finances after transferring insurance and registration and everything and plates. The bank decided they did not want to transfer the funds from the balance of the funds to the new account. And so my daughter became stuck with two cars and two payments, which is impossible. So I got called up, got her on the Legal Shield program for herself. They immediately responded in an hour back to her, immediately took up her case, which was pre-existing, and immediately gave her a letter stating to the finance bank as well as the car dealership itself in terms of the lemon law and what needs to be done. From that letter, we got a response back. We got to resolve her problem, and all issues are gone. That's because of the strong attorneys that Legal Shield uses. They use the strongest attorneys in your state, the biggest law firms that cover every aspect of law, every type of law you can think of, immigration, family, criminal, judicial, whether it's civil, all types of law that you might need to be taken care of. And these firms, you get to go to the, you get to go to open houses, you get to meet the hierarchy of the firm, the head attorneys, the assistant attorneys, the secretaries, the paralegals. You get to know them by their name when you call in. It's a pleasant conversation, and you know them personally. You have access to attorneys 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year, all 50 states, plus Canada and Puerto Rico. So it's a tremendous opportunity to have legal insurance, legal protection. It only, this whole process with my daughter, if I would have went to a law firm seeking consultation, it would have been $500. Then the process, this, that, and the other, would cost another $300. And as we go on, I probably end up spending $2,500, $3,500. For my daughter's situation, with the letter that the attorney sent, which is free with your membership, it's free to write a letter, to correspond with the opposing company or dealer or business or whoever it is, and they will also not only write them a letter, they will communicate with them on the phone, and that resolved the issue. It only costs $24.95, which we pay monthly, but that's all it costs. Was no other cost involved, no consultation fees. It was no writing letter fees. It was no visiting this and that and the other.
we resolve the issue with a letter, understanding what the Lord does, what the Lord would not do, and that they would be in trouble if they did not respond. Prepay Legal is serious. It's a good product. It's a good service. Do not let it pass you by. Go to the website, robinsonr38.we, legal, L-E-G-A-L, shield, S-H-E-I-L-D.com. Go to robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com. Take a look at it. Doesn't hurt. Read about it. Educate yourself. You definitely will be secure. Your children go to colleges across this country, thousands of miles away from home. They need legal protection. It is important. It's important as burial insurance. It's important as car insurance. It's important as whatever insurance that you have to have. Get you some legal insurance. To get to know a law firm and attorneys by their name personally and to work with the largest firms in this country is powerful. Check out Legal Shield. If you want more information, call me, 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007. You can email me at Rev, R-E, like Rev, like Reverend in the church, Rev, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, the number 11 at gmail.com, Rev, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, the number 11 at gmail.com, Rev, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, 11 at gmail.com, and I would be more than happy to assist you to get you more information so you can learn more about it. Also, we want you to know that the Biden-Harris administration is bringing on solar energy big time. We're talking $2.3 trillion to develop solar energy. They're going to develop opportunities for people at the same time, people at the college level and at the university graduate level, meaning that they're going to open up programs that would subsidize your education. You can get a 2-, 4-, 6-year degree for free by studying the science of solar energy, free energy, clean energy. This is scientific studies that are being done right now. They're going to offer this to the universities. We want the historical black colleges and universities to get this money, the HSBCUs. We want them to get this money as well. We want the black farmers to get the farming subsidies that they did not get under Trump. Okay? They were negated. They gave it to the white farmers, and they negated the black farmers. The black farmers are suffering tremendously. There's no reason why we can't. They're going to have solar farms, tremendous amount of investment into the farming system. There's no reason why the black farmers would be negated. There's no reason why the black community can be negated, because this money is going into all forms of infrastructure, development, and community renewal. So that means they're going to your community, they clean it up, they put nice parks, they pave the streets, they pave the sidewalks, they give you benches to sit on. They just renew your community. It looks like something brand new that you've never seen before. Why not the black community, the Hispanic community, communities of color? We have to petition these people and let them know that we want 35% of this investment into the minority and black communities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Go to a website where the petition is at, where you can also learn about this energy. You can also learn about getting into it as a business, as a career. All brother Robert, brother Ronald Robert Bathia has taught this for years, and he explained to us in the website tremendously how this works out. So go to positive positive chain change PC.com. PositiveChangePC.com. PositiveChangePC.com. Go look at this website. Learn about energy. Do not negate it. Do not don't learn about it. You need to learn about it so you know what's going on. We also want you to remember that we have a reparations program that will keep the money circulating the black community 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 times everybody will flourish, the community will flourish, the economy of the black community will flourish under the reparations program. Self-funded reparations program, we have $2 to $3 trillion a year that we give to the gross national product. The black community is not poor. It spends its money poorly, but it's not poor. Is that you spend your money in the wrong way. So go to myNYproject, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO.org. MyNYproject, like the projects people live in, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO.org. MyProjectNEO.org, MyProjectNEO.org, NEO.org. Go to sign up. Go look at the reparations program. See how we're developing acts of kindness. We're bringing money to the needy people, the hungry people, the homeless people, and the people who need to sustain themselves in their homes, pay their rent, etc. We're doing acts of kindness, a million acts across this country, and we're changing people's lives. Financially, it starts with $8, it goes up to $1 million, and it goes up to a house and a car. So you don't believe these things can be done? Go to the website, take a look at it, get involved, learn about how it is that we can economically develop ourselves. Like King Melvin said, change your mind, change your situation, change your position in life. That Willie Lynch is real. Self-incriminating and self-enslavement for black people is real. Kanye West said it after 400 years. If you're still enslaved, it sounds like you're volunteering to be a slave. So stop being a volunteer slave and free yourself. Bob Marley said, free your mind of mental slavery. Let's get it together and get it going. Thank you so much, Professor Gregory Hall.
All right. Thank you. I think I just recently learned from King Melvin that Willie Lynch was a black man. All right, I assumed that that was a white man, but it was a black, should I call him a brother, but he was black. A traitor. And he told them, wait a minute, y'all are doing this thing the wrong way. I'm going to show you how to keep these people in order without killing them, because you're beating up your profits here, your money. So at any rate, but that's a whole nother show. But before I go on, I just want to mention, because anytime I have any guests, I always like to give them a little plug. So we definitely want to say that this brother, because him and I are working very, very closely together, myself and brother Stuart Fields, a.k.a. Anointed Hands, please patronize him. All right. He has a My Shopify store, so check him out on Anointed Hands, remember with two N's, A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D-H-A-N-D-S, Anointed Hands, all one word, dot, my, M-Y, Shopify, S-H-O-P-I-F-Y, dot, com, C-O-M. Okay, check him out. He's got products. Okay, the Boga Detox and his hair care products and some books. All right, so but now we're going to move on. I think this is Brother Spearman on the line here. Is that you, Brother Billy Spearman?
Oh, yes, that's me. How are you doing
all right.
This evening?
Okay. Now, Brother Spearman, you got to make this. I'm going to give you about 7 minutes. Because I want to know more, and I want you to share with us a little more about the iHub program.
Okay, starting off, it's iHub Mining. It is a device that gives you free internet. Okay, so it's called the Hub Helium Hotspot. And it's a passive income generator, and the abbreviation for that is PIG, passive income generator. So what it is, it's recession proof. It works 24 hours a day. It's free to join. They have an affiliate program. It's not multi-level marketing. It's there's no recruiting, because you don't have to recruit anybody to earn. There's no monthly fee. There's no risk. There's nothing to buy. There's a free website. And you got a virtual back office to help you keep up with the money you're earning. So basically what this is, it works like a cell tower. You see the cell towers on top of buildings? Well, what this does, it works off of them. And it does, what it does is it sends out a signal that, give you an example of the type of the things that, how this is used. Like the city bikes and the land bikes and the scooters, they have little devices that are built into them that are about the size of a quarter. And what they do is that they give the location of whatever their device is, and you can track it anywhere in the world. So these devices that we have, you can put them in your window, you can put them in a business, or you can put them in a store, you could give it to somebody, and they can use it, and it picks up information and it tracks all these devices, but they have to pay for this. So the companies pay for it, and we get paid in helium. Okay, well, helium a few months ago was 25 cents. Now it's like $15. Okay, so what happens is as these devices are working in your window, all you have to do is just dust it off every now and then, and it generates an income. And in some places right now, they're generating about $2,000 a week, which is amazing, a few hundred dollars a week. And but to
all right, I don't know what happened. I think Brother Billy accidentally disconnected himself, because of course on the queue I can see that his number has dropped. So I don't know what happened. Perhaps he accidentally hit the wrong button. But he was sharing with us what he was saying. As I said, I have to do some more research, but I do know that one does have the option of paying for this device. I think that that if you pay for the device, that your earning potential is greater. Then they do have a plan in which you can get the device completely free. But if I'm not mistaken, and while I hate to put this person on the spot, I'm going to take a risk, and maybe she could, straighten me out in terms of what the real deal is, because I think she did a little more homework on this. Brenda Fogel, can you share with us how it works in terms of compensation? Okay, are you there, Brenda?
Yes,
okay,
I'm here, Gregory, okay. But I'm not really clear myself exactly yet. I don't want to spouse on that. So
okay.
I'm not able to help this time, but next time we'll have it down pat.
All right, okay. Okay, now Brother Billy is back. Let me see. Let me open up his mic once again. Okay, while you were away, I don't know what happened, Billy.
Yeah, well, where did I leave off?
All of a sudden, I saw that your number had dropped. I said, "Oh no, what happened?" I was putting my input that I do believe that one does have the option of paying for the device, and that would generate more earnings. Although I am learning that there is a free program, but the earning potential is less. But of course, who cares if you didn't pay anything, if you can earn a couple hundred dollars a month.
Right. So basically what it is, it's recession proof. It works 24 hours a day. It's free to join. They have an affiliate program, but this is not a multi-level marketing program. There's no recruiting. You don't have to buy anything. There's no monthly fees. And you get a free website and a virtual back office to help you keep up with the money that's coming in. So
okay.
I was,
I'm going to give a more detailed report on it, but I just want to say this because I am biased. You should know this by now in terms of when people say this is not multi-level marketing, you know, it sounds negative because multi-level marketing can be very great, you know, especially for us black people, because it's a way of people having little or nothing and accumulating, you know, great amounts of money and wealth, et cetera, and achieving our financial independence. Because as I say, flip it around. If you had a business, would not you want your customers to tell other customers who tell other customers who tell other potential customers? Of course you would. You want to maximize the number of persons that know about and that patronize your business. So I just want to put that in because if anyone, you know, uses that phrase, it's not multi-level, I'm going to jump in and say, well, don't say that as if MLM is a bad thing because it can be a very good thing.
No, it's really a good thing. In fact, it's one of the best things going right now. But it's really interesting about this company in particular and why it's not a multi-level, because they wanted to be multi-level marketing, but it costs so much for them, to all the stipulations, all the regulations, when they did the math, they figured out what it costs us to do this. If we gave them away for free, we'd actually make more money. That only applies to this technology, though. But as far as multi-level marketing, it's one of the best things going right now. In fact, there was a survey made not too long ago that the number of goods that are going to be sold through multi-level marketing in the next few years is going to be the largest network of trade in the world.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We still have a few minutes left. Back to Mr. Harris Walker and Hand in Hand Foundation. And, okay, Mr. Walker, tell us about a little bit more about healthy homes, because we realize, you know, home ownership or having a home, whether you own it or not, is definitely one of the essentials. I don't know who's responsible for that squeaking in the background, but please try to eliminate it. Otherwise, I'm going to have to do some muting here on these mics. Okay. All right. Let's see. Mr. Walker, your mic is open. Healthy Homes.
Yes. Okay. The Healthy Homes Project. The concept of the Healthy Homes Project was to build affordable green homes that are healthy not only for your pocket, but for your body and for the environment. And the key to this is to be able to make a better house or apartment, living dwelling, business, school than we have currently today. And the problem is with today's technology, it's too centralized for one. It's old technology. They haven't came up with nothing new since mini split, basically, for major home building. We're still building homes the old way. And in today's environment of chemicals and everything from forever chemicals in our water to our air quality, I had to design a system that would combat all these ills. So that's what the Healthy Homes basic design is about. It's about giving you a sustainable, affordable, green, environmentally friendly, basically indestructible, zero maintenance home for less than what you can do with a conventional build. So we save money, and we don't cut corners in quality. That's not how we save money. We save money because we use modern technology. So, for instance, give an example how we save money. We run one cold water pipe throughout your entire home instead of a cold water pipe and a matching hot water pipe like you would from a central located hot water heater. Our hot water heaters are modular. They're instant on, so there's very, very extremely little waste of cold water running out while you're waiting for it to get hot. You can, if you leave it running and go on vacation, your water is going to be running hot until you come back and turn it off. So it'll run hot until the machine breaks or you run out of water, one of the two. So with this technology, we're able to add things like sprinkler systems, more safety systems, because we save money in these areas. Like I said before about the HHS Mall, it's all about saving, but it's not about just saving you money. It's saving money all the way around, but at the same time, helping people to earn money, create jobs, you know. So what I looked at is that when the average person rents their house, rents apartment and so on, the only thing you look at is the rent. How much is the rent? Oh, the rent's $1,200, $1,500, whatever. Okay, I can afford that. You didn't ask how much is the utility. That comes out your budget. So how much is your water, gas, electricity? Oh, now you're looking at $300 a month? That's an extra $3,600 a year. That just made your $1,500 a month apartment go up to $1,800 a month. And it doesn't stop there because, see, those utility costs, they keep increasing every year, about an average of 4%. So small, you don't even see it. You see? So I figured the way, one way of helping the parents, because before I can help children and everything else in the environment, I got to help you grown folks first. I got to help you to free some time up so you can spend time with your family, so you can live healthier, so you have more money in your pocket, so you have more freedom. I got to help you first, and then I can help the kids. You know, I figure by saving you money, creating a cleaner environment, healthier environment for you, a safer environment, we create a community that becomes basically self-sufficient. Also, another part of the Healthy Homes program is job creation. We want to open a school to train people in construction, to get them certified in construction, electrician, plumbing, et cetera, et cetera. So as we create new communities, we are building the infrastructure because, see, that's one thing you'll find that I say a lot is about infrastructure and foundation. So we're building the infrastructure and a financial foundation of generational ownership, because I'm also looking at plans where people can invest $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 into building apartment complex, multifamily dwellings. And now you get a part of that, you get a percentage of that, of the profits of that apartment from now on, pass it down to your family. So that's what I consider real generational wealth. It's something that will constantly pay you that you can't get rid of. You see, if you're able to get rid of it, that can end your generational wealth. So to me, a house isn't passing down a house or something like that. That's not generational wealth. As soon as that house is sold and they blow the money, it's gone. But an investment into communities and neighborhoods, if we all had a 1% of a very small investment into our cities, where our cities and towns are giving us a paycheck from profit, then we would run our cities right. Because everybody would have a vested interest. So I figure we'll take care of our communities a lot better and make sure in our stores and then, hey, you know, don't come over here with that. This is our neighborhood. I'm getting paid. I get a check every month. You know, so I look at things a little differently, and I'm working in a nonprofit. You know, we're working to build the things that's needed for people to be able to live, like I said, to help the parents first so we can help the children. And then helping you to live and live a little bit stress-free and a little healthier life. And that's what hand-in-hand is. We want to do this together. That's why I work with Mr. Hall. You know, anointed hands. You know, we're all in the same boat together, so we just need to look at it. Instead of sitting back waiting on the government to do something, you got to understand, this is what the government is going to do when they do. They're going to hire you with your tax dollars to do what you could have did yourself and cut out the middleman. That's basically how the government creates anything. They hire an independent contractor, a citizen, to do the work and pay them with your tax dollars. So why not just let's shortcut the government and let's build it ourselves? Let's support the things that's going to build the things in our communities that's going to make our lives better. And then we'll let the government do whatever when they catch up. You know, when they catch up to us, we'll be so far ahead, they have to play catch up. So let's support the things we do. You know, let's support each other.
All right, brother Walker, thank you for that. I hate to cut in because that sounded so good.
No problem.
But we're almost out of time, so I want to share with the audience some upcoming announcements in terms of what's going to be happening. We're going to continue this conversation because I want to really get more in depth in terms of this discussion of ecosystem. Okay, as I said, I took it up to where we can form corporations. And as I said, we already have two brothers who have businesses that specialize in helping us dot all the I's, cross all the T's, get that business credit and funding, whether it be from the government, whether it be a loan, whether it be a grant, for those of you who don't know, you don't have to pay back grants. All right. But even if it is a high interest loan, we're in an environment in which that can be easily taken care of, and you could have some money left over and take it to the next level in terms of creating some more jobs, developing the system. Okay, now we have more money to contribute to charitable organizations. Now we have more money to contribute to college tuition funds, et cetera, help the homeless, with these new affordable homes and creating job opportunities so that there are less homeless. We can do it if we work together, if we eliminate the greed. Here's my formula. Support and endorse each other. Keep our spending in the family. And the third step is share back with the community. Because what you might find is sharing back with the community might be a very profitable thing to do, because now you're creating more jobs, more people will have disposable incomes, et cetera. So they say, wow, I'm gonna patronize so-and-so, I'm going to help his business. And, of course, now you've got more funds to be charitable with, to create more jobs, to give more money to scholarship funds, et cetera, et cetera. All right, I want to mention the shows that are coming up during the week. Don't forget that we have on Wednesday with a co-host, with Brother William Saunders, who many of you know have heard of him. He's a gentleman that through which I'm involved with Twisters. He's also the CEO of the Christian Fellowship Council, and he's big into broadcasting. So we've got some platforms. All right. We've got, this platform. We have Brother Willie Saunders and his platform. And, of course, we have a new platform in working in collaboration with Brother Stuart Fields, a.k.a. Anointed Hands, every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show is called The Read More Report. Okay, well, we're going to go more in depth. Him and I are exploring some ideas, especially that relate to getting our credit in order, all right? And as I mentioned, this company called MyEcon, which is also an opportunity to make some money. So your credit is together. You can pay off more bills. You have more disposable income. Right? You can make some money, and we'll just take it to the next level. Well, eventually, you're getting together with 5 to 10 people and forming a cooperation. All right, so now we've got more money in the community. It's staying in the community. All right, and we can just really rebuild that Black Wall Street. It can happen again. All right, so on Thursday at the show, just for those of as an announcement, Mr. Walker, barring any technical glitches, should be our special guest on the Read More Report this Thursday. Check us out. on Facebook. All right, if you can't make it at that time, you could always watch the replays simply by putting in the Reap More Report into the search, and all the previous shows will appear. And you can, this is episode number 3. We are very excited about where this can go, because as we know, Brother Fields is not with us at the moment, but he has a huge following. All right. And so him and I are working together to take things to the next level. I consider myself blessed and privileged, you know, that we have, you know, we're able to work together. So that's what it's all about, family. It's about working together, getting it together. And like someone said, to change your life, all you need to do is change your mind. All right, we want to thank all of our callers, King Melvin Brown, Brother Harris Walker, Brother Steve Field, and everyone else, Brother Billy Spearman. And let me see. I'm seeing a number that I don't recognize, and perhaps they could just say hello and who they are, because we're just about out of time, but I'd like to try to recognize the callers. Okay, 718-828. Who's on the line here? 718-828. Would you care to identify yourself? If not, it's quite all right. We're just about out of time, and so we just want to let you know that the best is definitely yet to come. Thank you for tuning in.
The best is yet to come. Everybody help us sing this. Thank you, Daryl Coley. Thank you so much, LaShawn Page Holmes. I love you. Thank you so much. Here we go. Everybody sing. What?
You come.
Y'all just said
the best.
The best is yet.
The best.
Everybody, get up. Come on. Let's move. Come on. Everybody, make some noise and laugh. Come on. Come on, everybody. Sopranos of Christ, City singers, everybody. Alto, take a bow. Come on.